There can be only two, one husband, one wife, and for life. Remember, even the disciples, remember, did we say this? Remember what they said? Lord, seems to us, better not get married. And sisters, I'm speaking as a man who knows men, masculine gender. You may be one wife for a lifetime. That is, and I have to use the words, that's impossible. Every single break, no exceptions. Every break in the Catholic Church, every break took place over this. One husband, one wife, until death. Henry VIII, remember? He broke with the Catholic Church and started, well, Anglicanism. The first thing that Martin Luther did, as soon as he broke with the Catholic Church, you know what he did? He told the people they should divorce and marry somebody else. These are Orthodox churches. Why did they break with Rome? To allow divorce and remarriage. Do you hear me? So, husbands are to love their wives, wives their husbands, parents their children, and children their parents, brothers and sisters, or to love one another selflessly. How selflessly? As selflessly as Christ has loved us, even to shedding his blood on the cross out of love. Don't tell me this is easy. Easy. No, it is impossible. I mean impossible. One of my best friends among the bishops of the United States for 12 years worked with the Roman Rota. The Rota, R-O-T-A, is that branch of the Vatican that handles marriage cases. As you know, there are now what they call declarations of nullity. In other words, two Catholics have been married, maybe for years, and they suddenly decide their marriage was not valid. Now, until Pope Paul VI, for 19 centuries, never were bishops allowed to give a declaration of nullity for a Christian marriage. Never. But, especially the Western world, became so unstable that, as one Jesuit working for the Vatican told me, we now have 35,000 cases to examine and declare whether those marriages were valid or not. The Vatican just could not cope. So the Pope, Paul VI, did the unheard of thing. He gave bishops the right to pass judgment on whether a marriage between two Catholics was valid or not. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And then the bishop is to decide, after studying the case, whether there was indeed a true, valid sacramental marriage or not. But, and now my bishop friend comes into the picture, but, and I would say at most about 2 months after the bishop, say, decides that There was no valid marriage. They have about 2 months during which either party may appeal to the Pope to, well, decide whether the bishop was right or wrong in declaring that marriage was not valid. Am I still clear? And that division of the Vatican, which passes judgment on these cases, is called the Rota. Now, there's a bishop friend of mine in the United States for 12 years. For 12 years, he worked with the Rota. His job was examining the cases that were being questioned, remember? Where the declaration of nullity was given by the bishop, either the husband or the wife. Wrote to Rome and asked for a re-examination if Rome accepts the case, then the other partner may not remarry. And now my bishop friend, he told me, I don't think then these lectures will be printed. I will not include what I'm going to tell you. But this bishop tells me, the Catholic Church will survive in the United States only where there are still bishops who believe that a truly free, voluntary marriage between two baptized people that was consummated, in other words, where they have marital relations even once after marriage. The Catholic Church, he told me, will survive in America where there are still bishops who believe that such a marriage, truly, truly free, they're both baptized before marriage, and they have even once marital relations after marriage, that no authority on earth, no pope, no bishop can dissolve. And this is the crisis in the United States. So many no longer believe that a Christian consummated marriage cannot be dissolved by any human authority. Is it any wonder, therefore, in other words, what did Jesus do on Holy Thursday night when he gave us his humanly impossible commandment? He gave us the means by which we can live this commandment. And that is the first and fundamental reason for the Holy Eucharist. Sisters, I hope I'm clear. What was it that converted the pagans of Rome, and not just the city of Rome, but the Roman Empire to Christianity? The Romans did everything in their power to prevent Christianity from spreading. And I don't mean just from spreading. The Romans did not even want Christianity to take root. What happened? They hated Christians, and they killed Christians. To become a Christian meant to be a martyr. And sisters, this is the kind of world we're living in today. You missionaries of charity, in God's name, know that.